All right, Dylan Ferrandis, St. Louis. Here we go. Take us through your night.
My night was not easy. First moto, I got a very good start, but we try a different setup for that moto, and I struggled a lot with bike setup. I just did a, we went wrong way. I was trying to push, but yeah, it was just
too different from practice.
Yes. Or okay. Yeah, yeah. We tried to use every practice to optimize the bike, and I think for moto we just went too far, and I went just stiffer in overall, and every motocross turn I was just struggling so bad, so it was not good. So for moto 2, we came back to what I had in practice, and it was much better, but I get a bad start. But yeah, I was fighting with the group in front of me, and yeah, it was good battle. I was with RJ, Borsha, Savaji, so yeah, it was not too bad. But 10 and 8, I don't know what I do overall, probably 9 or something.
Did you change much from Charlotte setup-wise?
Yeah, I think I just went softer, because, I mean, the track was so tight today. Like, you need to turn sharp, you need to have the bike able to turn. So yeah, we went overall a little softer. But yeah, it's difficult for me. SMX, what is difficult is finding the setup of the bike. You know, it's not SX, not motocross, so it's very difficult for me.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of riders be like, "Hey, I'm not comfortable." I mean, I'm watching it, so it doesn't matter to me. But I like the fact that it does challenge you guys a little bit. I like that, but it's not. I'm not the one riding the bike.
Yeah, for sure. But after such a long season where you try to optimize the bike in supercross, you try to optimize the bike for motocross, and now you have another challenging track that we just don't have data. You know. I mean, especially for me, like this new Honda is a new bike, so you can compare to last year. My team, obviously, it's some guy left already for the next chapter, you know. So I don't have much data, you know.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. Thank you, man.